live in the ivory tower to see man.
November 6th.
So we got here the question of Shinatam. Shinatam of Anecha. Where are we? We're on Lamed Amud Aleph. The first, basically the first wide line. I'm going to start from Shem Rishu Ben Chananya. My this is Shinatam of Anecha. I'll So he explained is that Vishanisem would have meant that you should like go over it, review it. But Vishinantem twice. But Vishinantem, an extra nun, is a reboy. So it must mean two, so not two, but three. Now, it doesn't make sense that you'll be chazar three times. Twice you can say you do it and you do chazara, but three, what's three? So it learns out three times must be a different idea. What does it mean? Shilashtem la'olam yashlosh adam shnosav shlosh b'mikra shlosh b'mishra shlosh b'talmud. So you split up three way: mikra, mishnah, which is like the facts of the Torah Shabbat Pat, it seems, and Talmud is the like the sparas, the you know the analysis of the Torah Shabbat Pat. Okay, so the Gemara is miyodeh kamachai. Do you know how long you're gonna live? Right, such that you could split up your years, let's say 20, 20, 20. If you knew you were going to live till 60 or whatever, so then you could split them up like that. But since no one knows such a thing, it doesn't make any sense. It's not possible. Implying that Gemara holds, that you should. In theory, that would be the best plan. If a guy knew he's going to live till 60, that would really be the way to go. The problem is he doesn't know. Okay? So it says, no, tzichel yomi. So no, it means days. So days is going to be Rashi tells us whatever. But maybe right, we mentioned the problems last time. So maybe so let's first explain that. First explain the Hamina. Okay, the Gemara thought that if you really knew that you were going to live up until 60, okay, put aside the problem that you're not really going to start on day one. But that's whatever. You're going to live until 60, then you should split it up 20, 20, 20. Okay, that should have been the way you should do it because she lost them. Okay, that's the way a guy should have done it. So why is that? Maybe somebody, what's the idea of that? What's the concept? It sounds like a funny way to do it, but what's the concept? Apparently that would be ideal. If not for the practical impossibility of it, you would do that. So what I was saying about Mishnah and Gemara, see, here's my question. Or here's the reason why I'm saying it. I think Rashi, you know, what's Rashi? Rashi says, Zvaros v'taymisti v'seim shalmash nosehim v'letartseim v'masha sosososos. So the reasons and the svaros and the reasons for the Mishnayos and to be mitired some and how they contradict. But why does Rashi say that? Why did you say it? Mishnah Gemara.
Right.
I mean, the simple pshat, I guess this predated Gemara. I mean, this is a brisa. I think, right? I don't know if it's a brisa. I don't know if it's from Shem Rishon Chanan. But this is a limud. I mean, this is a limud of what it means. This is halacha. This is what Shilashta means. So what does it mean? What did it mean, let's say, before Bia Nasi came around? So what did it mean? I mean, this isn't a new. Is this a Durabanan or this is a limud, right? It sounds like it's a limud. It doesn't sound like it's just a cute halacha. It sounds like it's a real halacha. It sounds like it's a limud, right? Vishnatu, it's an extra letter in the word. So it sounds like it's a limud. Now, so presumably, let's say at the time of the Chacham, the time of the Nevi'im, I don't know, time of Yeshua. So what did it mean? Practically, what did it mean? What Mishnah? What Gemara? I don't even know what Mishnah and Gemara are, right? So I would think, you have Toshuk, Toshuk, so I would think that that's what Rashi's saying, is that, even though he says Mishnayos, but I think it means is that Torah Shabbat Peh has two things. There's like the corpus, the facts, which you have to memorize. And a certain body of knowledge has to be memorized. But then within that body, there's the whole method of analysis of that. I mean, I assume that would exist back then even. Mishnah is like where they wrote down that body, the original body or whatever. Or if you don't see, you know, combine it all together and put it as, and then the Gemara is the analysis of it. So it seems to be, it sounds that way. I mean, it's a Svaro, so Svaro can't be a Mishnah. I mean, it seems like Mishnah is the basic fact. You gotta have the facts, you gotta have it down. That's what they used to do. They used to sit and memorize the Mishnayos. So you'd spend 20 years on getting down all the basic facts, all the Mishnayos. Work them all through, memorize them all, you get them all down. And you just don't start doing svaras yet, and you start working out the contradictions. That's what our Gemara does. Our Gemara works on the contradictions, tries to resolve them all. Right? And svaras and all that. But that's presumably what Mishnah Gemara meant. Right? Mm-hmm. And because otherwise you have to say is that back before Mishnah Gemara were written, it would have been only Vishnantim, only two. Torah Shabbat Shabbat Peh, but that can't be. I mean, Mishnah Torah was written, So presumably, even in Torah Shabbat Peh itself, there are both of those things. The Rambam says like this: "It's Aleph Yer Aleph. The Chayav L'Shalish is Manli Mudaso. Shlosh Torah Shabbat Peh, Vishlish, Yavin v'yaskil achris davar me'rishiso. So you should understand and think and understand the end of the thing from its first, from the beginning. V'yotzi davar me'davar, and to derive something from other things. V'yid me'davar, and compare things. V'yadin b'midas torah nidrashes b'hem, and to use them, you know, to be dorish the yigal midos. Ad sheyeda heichi hu ikar hamidos. Until you see the, how the ikar of the midos works. V'heichi yotzi ha'atzer v'hamutter, and how you derive the atzer mutter. Kitzur and dorish shalom p'yashmo, and other things that you learn out from the Sarah. Vinyatze wa nikah Talmud. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's Talmud. It's really, it's funny. And what did Tosh Bapa mean? I mean, it would seem, it, has, it sounds like it fits in line with what we were saying, right? Because that's not Tosh Bapa. You know what I mean? Isn't that part of Tosh Bapa? But it seems, no, Tosh Bapa is just the getting the basic, the facts of Tosh Bapa. But then in it's not Yavin V'yaskil. You know what I mean? In the Talmud, it has the Yavin V'yaskil. Apparently, the Rambam's learning Mishnah means Tosh Bapa. And then Talmud is this whole analysis. So he said calling Torah Shabbat Peh just means like in the corpus Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, so he uses Torah Shabbat Peh.
Corpus Torah Shabbat Peh, that's what he's using. It just sounds like it's the fact of the facts. I mean, the basic, you know, without the in-depth, I don't know if it means like it's just, you know, like total memorization without any ideas, but it means it's basically getting a grasp of Torah Shabbat Peh, grasp of the system. So if you're a worker and you work 3 hours a day, Uva Torah Teisha, and you're learning 9 hours, right? Osan Teisha Kore B'Shalosh Mehem B'Torah Shavasav, three Torah Shavasav, Shalosh Torah Shavapah, V'Shalosh Misbonin B'Daito Lahav and Dover. You think to understand something with, from the next thing, okay? Svaras, sounds like it. V'Divrei Kabbalah B'Chlal Torah Shavasavin. Right, Divrei Torah is Divrei Kabbalah is including Torah Shavasav. What's Divrei Kabbalah? Perushan and the Perush of the Divrei Kabbalahs, I guess. Bechal Torah Shabbat Peh. And Yonos and Akron Pardes Bechal Talmud. And I think Pardes, that's included in Talmud. You see, he's not learning Talmud, just means Gemara. You see, Pardes is like metaphysics. It's not Gemara. You're not going to find the Gemara on Pardes. It means it's, you see, Talmud is an analysis. The Ram has this thing on his own. Ramad Varam Mutchilsim with the Shaladam. That's in the beginning of a guy's learning. Avak Shiagdil Bechachma. Lo yehet sarach lo lomo toshvachsav. When he gets really above a higher level, he doesn't have to learn toshvachsav. Lo lasok tamid b'toshvachpeh. He doesn't have to do toshvachpeh always. Right? It's funny. It sounds like he leaves out toshvachsav altogether, but toshvachpeh not always. Yikra be'itim uzonim toshvachsav and divrei shmua. So no, at certain set times he reads toshvachsav and divrei shmua, like halachas, I guess. So, you know, statements. It sounds like he's saying statements of Chazal. It sounds like that's what he's saying. Like, it sounds like a Pikias or whatever. I don't know what that is. Perushan? I don't know. Then he says, Yishkach Dabar Medivrei Dine Torah. So he doesn't forget anything. Right? Essentially, he just has to do it so he doesn't forget. But essentially, really, he should be doing. And then he says, But V'yifne Kol Yom V'Talmud V'Vad L'Fi Rochel Liba V'Yeshav Daita. But all his days, basically, he's in Talmud. As much as he's able to. So basically, the essence is that. It's just that the other stuff is just so he doesn't forget it. It sounds like they're the building blocks. As far as it sounds, well, that's the essence, is really the Svaras and the Talmud. But they're the building blocks. So you got to do them. And once you get good at them and you know them, then you just have to keep them fresh. But you don't really have to be involved the 30th time. But until that point, he's saying that he's learning the 30th time. Okay, it's a good question, the categories. How exactly are the categories? And we asked before the Gemara had the categories, by Zvon and Don, is Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and then through in Halachas V'Agados. And what does that fit under? You could argue, according to the Rambam, that would fit under Talmud. It's a different distinction, but it means Halachos is really like the Psak Halachos. I mean, that's through Svaras. You only have that through Svaras, it would seem. And Agados also, it seemed to come under Rambam's Agados, you know? Even though they're different corpuses, see, it's... It's good. I mean, I think it's good that you see that. Then the Rambam's, this study of Shlosh Talmud is like, it's like the area. It's not the particular the text. You know what I mean? That's what the Rambam's, you see from the Rambam, it's not the particular texts. But it's an aspect of Limud. So after the Limud, he's saying they break down to three aspects. It's just like the Torah Shavachsav, the basics of the sounds, what I'm saying, the Pshat of Torah Shavachpeh, and then there's really the in-depth analysis of the Torah. In general, it seems like. He's saying that that's going to span Torah Shavasav also, it seems. You know, because it's Paradise, and Paradise is going to involve, you know, to an in-depth analysis. That's what I think it is that maybe it's the facts of Torah Shavasav, the facts of Torah Shavasav, and then Svaras is everything. Svar unifies it. Svar doesn't, you know, hooked on one or the other. Svaras is everything. You know, I mean, that's Talmud. You know, that's Talmud. But above, it was talking about the texts. It says, what are you teaching your son? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. Because Halachos and Agados and texts are different texts, and they have a different type of involvement than just the Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. But this isn't talking about text. This is talking about the categories of your limud. Categories of your limud, they're really three. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it would be interesting to look into, to really go in depth in these categories in the Talmud. What exactly the three categories are. But on the surface, I think I said it, that makes sense. But it's, you know, it's all off the cuff, so. So let's move back to our problem, okay? So the question is, if you knew that you'd live 60 years, why is it? What's the logic of doing 20-20-20? Yeah, what's the logic of that? Okay, good. So I think what I said is good, is that Torah, it seems that in the limit of Torah, there are really three components to your limit. Okay. There's a limit of the Torah Shabbat Sav, the Torah Shabbat Pah, let's go with the facts of the Torah Shabbat Pah, and then there's the Svars, right? Three aspects of limud. And they're three studies. They're not the same study. You know what I mean? In limud, you can't just mix them all together. There are three types of analyses, three types of studies, three types of involvements. And also, I think they build on each other. I mean, at least the last one definitely builds on the previous two, because that's really the in-depth analysis based on everything. And it would seem, seems a good argument that the Mishnah builds on the Mikra. I mean, the Torah Shabbat Sav is the first step, and Torah Shabbat Peh is the Pirush on Torah Shabbat Sav. So they build on each other, but they're three separate areas of study. So it seemed to be is that, to the two points, is that that first of all, the best way to succeed in a study is to devote all your energy towards it. Okay, like I said, is divided energies in general is difficult. Makes things difficult because you know you can't focus. Your energies are split. You know you lack in focus on any one thing. So that's one thing. So the one thing is that that's one aspect that the mind is better, is more productive if you focus on one area. You work your way through Mikra, and you work your way, and you get better and better and better, and you're focused all on Mikra, and your mind is in it, and then you'll be successful in that area. And then once you've mastered that, now you're fully, totally prepared to make the move to the next step, which is to the Mishnah. And then once you master that, you spend 20 years on that, and you've really focused all your energies and gotten the full grasp of that, now you're ready for the Gemara. And you're totally properly grounded with all the proper background in its best, highest form to be able to learn Gemara. As opposed to if you intersperse it in your days, then basically when you start off learning Gemara and you're 13 years old or whatever, your Gemara doesn't have any of the real background which is necessary, because the background is the full Mikra and the Mishnah, and you never really had that well, and your whole system gets messed up. You're not focused. Two things. You're not focused, first of all, because you're jumping all over the place, and you don't have the appropriate background for the studies which you're involved in. You really should have the full background of the Mikra, and then you're ready to move on. And then you have the full background of the Mishnah and the Mikra, and then you're ready to move to the next level. Right, so it just makes sense. That's a great. That would really be the best plan. Problem is death. Right? Common problem. Common problem is death. That oftentimes a guy dies before he's 60 or before at any point. So it just, although it would be great if you could just know when you're gonna live until, and then you could schedule your time accordingly. It's not a practical method. So that's what Gemara is saying. That's why the Gemara obviously knew about that. But it says Shlish B'tan Shlish Torah. It means conceptually the best way to do Shlish B'tan Shlish Megir, so that thing is through this system. But Miyadei Kamechai, it's not possible. So now what are you going to do? So now you have to somehow try to find a better an alternative solution, but which is in a certain sense second best. But you want to try to. And if to try to get close to it, it doesn't seem like you don't have to therefore say, let's just forget about the whole thing because it's not possible, so let's just do a free for all. You still want to have this halacha, but all it's going to have to be in a more practical form. Right, it would seem. So the Gemara says, no, tzrichot yomi. So it means leyomi. For days. You do it in days. So what's in days? It's the Rashi. Let's start with Rashi. Leyomi, yimeshvo. Okay, and Tosfos interprets what that means. Is you do 2 days Mikra, 2 days Mishnah, 2 days Gemara. Okay? So before we get to Tosa's problems with Rashi, so let's just try to understand Rashi. So what's the logic of that solution? I was thinking that it would seem like we said is in doing the years, 2020, you had two things, right? Two things we had. One thing is the focus of your energy. And the other thing was the build-up, the background, that you're fully prepared for Mishnah with the Mikra, and then you're fully prepared for the Talmud with the Mishnah, you know. Now, it doesn't seem, if in this solution of 2-2-2, you're really going to help in terms of being fully prepared. Because what? I fully prepared myself for 2 days, and now I'm ready to do a Mishnah, and then I fully prepared myself for 2 days, and now I'm ready to do a Gemara. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? I don't think it's that, like, by the time I do Mikra for 2 days, now I'm ready for Mishnah, because I did 2 days worth of Mikra. And now, in 2 weeks, this week, I did, for 4 days, I did Mikra and Mishnah. I mean, the preparation doesn't just come from involving yourself in the thing. I mean, it would seem to be it comes from... from a grasp of the whole thing. You know what I mean? The kid's 13 years old. He did 2 days of Mikra and 2 days of Mishnah. Now he's ready for Gemara? It just doesn't seem to follow from that. I mean, partially it could be. We could get into maybe there is some, you know, whatever, your mind is in the type of mindset. I don't know, something like that. But essentially, the concept that you were developing before, like you're fully prepared for Gemara, you just don't have. But it would seem that you can't have. You can't only do, the point is, you can't only wait to do Gemara until you're fully prepared for Gemara. Because then you may die before you get to it. And if we maintain, which sounds that way from the moment, that's the ikkar, you can't do that. You're going to die before you do it. You can't do that. So you're going to have to always be doing Gemara. And you're not going to be able to do this prerequisite thing. Although it would be nice to do that way, it's not possible. It's not practical. So it seems you're going to have to forget about that. Okay, but still, you have the other factor. The other factor is that you have to, the focus. Is that you start mixing together all the limuds, and you basically can't gain insight into any area because you're just distracted. You're not fully, the mind doesn't work that way. The mind works with being focused. So it seems to be the best focus is so you gotta work out a system whereby you're learning all three of them. You can't dispense with any one of them because you have to have them all. They're all part of Torah, and you need to do them all. But on the other hand, you can't, and on the other hand, you don't want to do them shoved together, so you have to get them together, but separate. So the best way to do it is 2 days, do this, do this. That's a good system. So this way, you're focused 2 days, at least you're focused for 2 days, and then you focus for another 2 days, you focus for another 2 days. And you're not going to lose out on any of them, because you get them all every week. You got all of them. Yes, could you do one day, one day, one day? Could you cycle? 1-1-1-1-1-1. Or could you just work out as long as you have 2 days in the week? So that, I mean, you could argue that. I'm not sure. I mean, you could argue that the focus comes from, you know, the day. You wake up in the morning, you have a new focus. But... I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a good question. Is there a unit of 2 days, or is it just an idea that you have two of each in the week? That's a good question. Another question is also still a good question. Is does the order matter? So far what I said is the order wouldn't matter. But you could argue is that since still there is this idea of build-up, you should do it like a different kind of a reason, but practically you should do it to reflect the fact that there's a build-up. You know what I mean? Like maybe you'd argue that. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. I would think just you want to maximize the units. There is a truth that there's a carry from one day to the next day. And if the idea is you want to really have the idea of focus, and really see the focus would have been all for 20 years. So you see the idea of focus is important. You want to focus your attention. So, but the only thing is you're limited by the practicalities. You can't give it your whole life. So it seemed to be you should have units of 2 days. Those are the biggest units that you could do without having this problem of dying. I mean, that's the way to split it. It seems so. The order is a good question. I'm not sure. So now Tosa says like this. He says, V'loni hira. Tosa doesn't like Rashi. Who knows how long you're going to live? Still the same problem. Maybe you'll die midweek. So that problem is better if you understand that it's saying that Rashi's holding 2-2-2, literally, not just 1-1-1-1 split up, all, you know? Because, what do you mean? If you die, if it's 1-1-1-1, if you die at day 3, you're still okay. You know, because you worked it out good. But if it's 2-2-2, you know, well, you could still say, well, maybe you'll die on day 2. But, yeah. I mean, it's smoother if you say that Tosos learning means Mamish 2-2-2. If you die on day 4, you never got the Gemara. Right. So therefore, you have a problem. There was a problem. So you die midweek. So therefore, the Venerali, the Farish, Bechol Yom Yom Atzvisha. So because of that problem, it doesn't make sense, you have the same problem. So therefore, you have to split it within each day and do a few hours each day. 3 hours each day, 3-3-3, whatever. Like the Rambam has that, right? The Rambam has it like that. A few hours each day. Okay. That's a problem. Right? The problem on Rashi is the problem. Tosis is the question sounds off base, because the problem of the Gemara's kasha of what happens midei kamachai means a guy could die. Let's say do 20-20-20. He'll die at age 40, and he basically would have never opened up a Gemara. He never knew Gemara. So he'll die and he'll basically lose everything. I mean, he's losing one part of Torah. Okay, you can't set up a system where you're going to lose one part, maybe arguably the most important part of Torah. So that's the kasha. The kasha is it's just not a system, because it's not a good system. So your whole goal here is to get all three. So you can't do it in a way where you're going to lose an aspect. But in Rashi's way, you're doing 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. And every week for your whole life, you do 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, forever, you know? And then you get to 80 years old and you die midweek, and you end up that week you didn't get your 2 days of Gemara. Okay, it's a big deal. So that week, that's going to make a difference. I mean, those 2 days, it's going to be... So the question isn't just because you're going to die and it's going to happen to be that you misallotted. The point is that the question is you're going to die and you're never going to get to you in that last stage. That's why it wasn't a good solution. So what's Tosfos bothered by? What's Tosfos bothered by? I mean, you'll die in midweek. And so maybe he'll tie in that he means no, it has to be exactly equal. That's his time. You know what I mean? It has to be exactly equal, and you can't do it in a way that you're going to die midweek, because if you die midweek, then it's not going to be exactly equal. You're going to end up having too many days. But then what's the problem? Yeah, right, exactly. You're the same problems. You'll die midday. You'll die midday. It's not going to help. It's not possible to get it exactly equal. So basically, forget about exactly equal. Anyways, what's the spot of exactly equal? I mean, I'm just saying you could say that, but I mean, what's the logic for that? I mean, the logic, Rashi's logic sounds good. There's no exactly equal ideas. You got to get them all. So, but you know, I mean, but anyway, it sounds like Tosa's thing is it goes on forever. So you'll never be able to learn anything. Every second you have to learn all three things. You'll never learn. Right? So it's not possible. So what's he bothered by? You know what I mean? And how's the solution really helping? Let's just finish the rest of us. Okay, and Tikkun B'Sidur Ramgon, Kemosh Anu Nogim B'Chol Yom Kodem Sugya D'Zimra Lomer Mikra Mishnah Gemara. So therefore, okay, Alkain, it's following from what you just said. So since the halachas, you have to split your day three ways, right? So therefore, we are no egg every day before Pesukah Dezimra, say Mikra Mishnah and Gemara. Right? That's what we say, like the Parshat Talmud, I guess, and Ezehu Makomon is Mishnah, and the Rav Ishmael and Karbanos, right? So, any question on that? The question, what's this? This just sounds like it's just like you're doing an action. I mean, the idea is you're supposed to be Mishali Shalima to split it up three ways. It doesn't mean you just do a gesture of reading all three of them for a minute. I mean, that's not the idea. The idea is to split your limud. So this is, what does this minhag do? What does it accomplish? I mean, if you're learning all your day according to the Seder of a third, a third, a third, so you don't need to do this, what does this do? Before davening, you say a little quick thing. And if you're not learning that way, then this is going to solve the problem, then you're not doing it, basically. Basically, what kind of minhag is this? Like, how does the minhag have anything to do with the halacha? I mean, especially, let's say you say halacha, so you have to focus your energies. I mean, you're just reading a thing, it's a second. It's, you know, this isn't the halacha of being mishalish your limud. That's not a mishalish your limud. You're just doing, it's like a meaningless thing. Problem. Let's finish up with the further entosis. The entosis says, similar type of problem. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, she'anu somchom ha'holdam rim sanhedrin. Bavel, Talmud Bavli, Belula, Bemikro, Mishnah of a Gemara. Okay, the word Bavel is because it's like mixed. This is mixed with Mishnah, Mikra, and Gemara. The Gemara is Bavel, Balon, Nikulon. Because the Bavli, Talmud Bavli, is basically mixed up with all of them. Psukim, you have Shnayas, you have Gemara, that's the way it's set up. So therefore, you get them all. You get them all. So that at least solves the problem of it's better than the Minog, though, because there, you all day, you're learning Talmud Bavli. So all day, you learn Talmud Bavli. And Talmud Bavli basically has them all. What's the problem? That's one question, Rabbeinu Tam, is that it seems like you don't have any focus anymore. But that was Rashi's idea, so we can't really project it onto Rabbeinu Tam. But what's the, you know, how does that work? I mean, it's all mixed together. I mean, isn't that, the word itself is the question. I mean, you're not getting them all. I mean, it seems like he has a different idea. I mean, it does seem a different idea. But also problem, so he gets around the problem that we had on the Karbanos, because it's not just the second, it's you're learning it all day long. But isn't that a problem of, like, are they really equally represented in the Talmud Bavli? I mean, it's true, they're psukim quoted every so often, but, I mean, is that what mikra, is that a shlish, that's what you mean shlish b'mikra? That you're doing in the Talmud Bavli every so often, it quotes a pasuk and you look it up or whatever? I mean, that's, and shlish b'mishnah, I mean, you can do a mishnah and you can have 5 daf, 10 daf of Gemara and you never look at a mishnah again. Or, I mean, it quotes mishnayis, but, I mean, it doesn't seem to be a shlish anymore. I mean, your proportions become out of whack. So, and this Rabbeinu Tam is saying is, why does no one keep this halacha nowadays? Because we have Talmud Bavli. Right? We have Talmud Bavli. But it just doesn't seem right. I mean, let's say, for instance, before you came along with Talmud Bavli. So let's say a guy decided to do 1/10 mikra, you know, four tenths, two fifths in Mishnah, and then a half in Gemara. You can't do that. I mean, you can't just make up your own proportions. The Gemara says shlish, shlish, shlish. So I mean, it sounds isn't that what the Baal Talmud is doing? I mean, isn't it, the proportions are just way off? The halacha is true. You're supposed to learn all three, but the halacha is there's proportions. So how does that get around the proportions? Okay. So we have a bunch of problems. And maybe we'll think, right? Basically, we have a few problems. The problem is what's Tosos' problem on Rashi, and what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosos? Right? What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosos? And then what's the deal with this Karbanos? What's the minhag? And then what's the halacha here of the Bavli, Talmud Bavli? How does that work out? Okay.